When a person is born again of God's Spirit, he receives the new nature. But he receives this spiritually, and it doesn't do a thing for him in concretion, in manifestation, in the sensuous realm, until he renews his mind and walks on that which he receives spiritually. A man may be born again of God's Spirit, have the love of Christ within him. But you never see this love of Christ in manifestation unless he renews his mind. This is why the word charity in 1 Corinthians 13 should always be translated the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. This new kind of love, which is given to us when we're born again of God's Spirit, if we renew our minds and put on the mind of Christ and manifest it, is so big that selfishness is utterly eliminated. You see, in the new creation, we were given a new self, a new love, a self born of God, a self like Jesus Christ himself, that he had in his earth walk. We are not seeking our own. They cannot provoke us, and we refuse to take any account of evil. We never rejoice in unrighteousness if we manifest the love of God in the renewed mind. We only rejoice in the truth, in the things that are real. The 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th verse of 1 Corinthians 13 are singly and dynamically significant. Charity, verse 4, which is the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation, suffereth long and is kind. The love of God in the renewed mind envieth not itself. The love of God in the renewed mind vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Verse 8 says, the love of God in the renewed mind never fails. Isn't that tremendous? You see, one of the translators translates the 7th verse, which really startled me. He translates it, covereth all things. The King James read, beareth all things. Young translates it, covering closely. And someone else translated it, cover over with silence. I like that. Covers over with silence. What are they talking about? Oh, it's scandal, for instance. It's something that has happened that is unseemly. Something that, if it were known, would injure perhaps a lot of people. Might cause a division in the body of believers. Might break up a family. What do we do? If we have the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, we cover it closely with silence. We never mention it. And the thing dies there and no one is injured. Isn't that wonderful? It believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And then the great climax, the love of God never faileth. We should remember this. The agapeo, this new kind of love which is in our spirits, which we have renewed our minds to in manifestation, this new kind of love never goes into bankruptcy. The red flag is never seen flying over its dwelling. Here is where love holds sway and rules. It's not just queen for a day. It is queen for a lifetime, because this has gained the ascendancy. In 1 John 4:4 we read, ye are of love, my little children, and greater is love in you than hatred and bitterness that is in the world. When I read this and I studied it and I worked it so it became manifested in the renewed mind, my spiritual life and my natural life in the senses realm entered a spiritual dynamic. I began to take a diagnosis of my heart life. I began to investigate love's realities and possibilities. I saw that 1 Corinthians 13, 1-4, was a sort of resume of the failure of men walking with the renewed mind. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, which is the highest manifestation of the achievement of the born-again spirit of God as a man renews his mind and speaks in tongues, But he writes across it, if I have not love, the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling or clanging cymbal. Nothing wrong with speaking by the Spirit, speaking in tongues, speaking with tongues of men or of angels. Nothing wrong with it. But it's me. I am become a sounding brass or a clanging or tingling cymbal. My linguistic ability spiritually is but a noise, a jangling, unharmonious discord. Then, if I have all knowledge and know all mysteries, and if I had all faith, believing so that I could remove mountains, would be tremendous. But if I have not love, nothing wrong with the manifestations of the Spirit, but something wrong with me. I am nothing. And if I had all knowledge, so great that the universities would honor me with all the doctoral degrees. And he says it softly and tenderly when he says, but have not love. I am nothing. This is God's clinic, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most heart-searching thing that the human individual will ever have to face. He can get born again of God's Spirit in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye. For as it declares in Romans 10, 9 and 10, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The new birth occurs in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye. But what about the walk? What about the manifestation of the love of God in the renewed mind, in the sensuous realm? This is a lifetime. This is a walk of victory. This is a walk of glory. This is something you have to discipline yourself to day after day and week after week. You see, this most heart-searching thing that the human has to ever face is how to walk in love once he has the love of Christ. I simply stand amazed in the presence of the integrity and accuracy of God's Word here in 1 Corinthians 13. I can see now that scholasticism, culture, everything that modern facilities have given us, travel, music, art, all are of no value unless love, this new kind of love, the love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, dominates my life. When at the end of the list, if that is all I have, without love, I go to my maker empty-handed. I'm a failure. You see, the new creation, the new birth in manifestation is the only solution. This new creation, created in love, created in Christ Jesus, is the workmanship of God in Christ. God made the first man out of the dust of the earth. The second man he made out of himself. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The last man that he made was created out of righteousness and true holiness and reality, out of the very nature of the Father himself. You see, when this new nature, this Christ in you, is born in there, this is the greatest thing in the world. Why? Because it is God's nature imparted to us. It is God working in us. It is God doing that which is well-pleasing unto himself. It is God building himself within us until his Spirit within us dominates our sense, knowledge, reason, faculties, and brings them into harmony with the knowledge of the reality of his Word. Then when I manifest forth the greatness of the love of God in the renewed mind, it makes us more than well-pleasing. It gives to us love's creative genius that fills the very heart of the Father with joy. We become so Christ-like that the vine and the branches illustrate our union. We become a mirror in which the Father sees himself. This new love and manifestation has given us a new self, a love self, a Jesus Christ self. The old religion of fighting self and crucifying self is medieval. It doesn't belong to Christianity. It belongs to the religions of the East. We see man through the new eyes of the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's this new kind of love that gives to us genuine eyesight. We can only see the good things. Remember that translation we mentioned about love, that love beareth all things? It literally covers closely or covers over with silence all that is unseen. There is no scandal. There are no old sores to uncover. Love can see only God in us, and God can only see himself in us. We see men's overloads in order that we may bear them. We see men's infirmities that we may share them with them. We see their weaknesses in order that we may give unto them our strength. We see their poverty in order that we may give unto them our abundance. We become Jesus Christ, men and women. As a battery is charged with electricity, we are charged with the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. We stay in his presence, feeding on the word, until our whole being is saturated with him. Then we go out and we minister to people. We are lights like luminaries blazing a path in life where sin has no part and the misery that comes from sin can never enter. Now you understand what it means to walk in love, what it means to be in Christ. This is the nature of the Father, and this is that life which I speak of as the life which is more than abundant.